Wednesday saw a volatile day of trading, with markets soaring towards midday. That followed a suggestion from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin that lawmakers would give serious thought to a new coronavirus-related stimulus package. But stocks began to fall towards the end of trading after reports that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Mr. Mnuchin had failed to reach a deal. All three major indices ended the day up slightly, but still posted a loss for the month. There was some better-than-expected economic news, though, with data revealing that 749,000 private sector jobs were added to the US economy in September, 100,000 more than expected, while pending home sales rose nearly 9% in August, its highest pace on record, according to the National Association of Realtor Survey. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.